Négociation 2023.
Proposed sectoral agreement is ratified by 73% of the FPSSCSQ membership. Fédération du personnel de soutien scolaire delegates at the Federation's Negotiating Council voted 73% in favor of ratifying the proposed agreements in principle with the government. The agreements cover the sectoral working conditions of school support staff and the intersectoral issues of the Common Front. The agreements are interrelated, so a combined proposal was presented at the General Assemblies. FPSSCSQ President Eric Pronovo explains that the union delegates sent us the results of the votes taken at their General Assemblies. They thought there were positive elements to improve practical working conditions, while adding that problems in our education system will not be completely resolved, but it's a settlement that offers many solutions. Mr. Pronovo says that we're seeing a high level of dissatisfaction with the government, with school support staff expecting more recognition and more significant changes to their working conditions. There are still many issues to be resolved, and we will be the defenders of our collective agreements. We're going to make sure that the negotiated gains are respected and implemented. We will continue to pursue our demands in the next round of negotiations because we deserve more. The results of the votes have been forwarded to the Centrale des Syndicats du Québec, CSQ, which will present the data collated from the other federations at the next General Negotiations Council. We'll have to wait and see before we can declare the agreements ratified by the majority of CSQ members. Mr. Pronovo adds that, I would like to express my solidarity with the school support staff of the Cree and Katowic school boards, who are still negotiating the renewal of their collective agreements. Common Front. The CSQ, CSN, FTQ, and APTS members concerned have been asked to vote on the agreements democratically in their respective bodies. General Assemblies will be held until February 19, 2024, after which the Common Front will evaluate the situation.